personalities, and why don't you just go ahead?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, it's...
I'm sorry.
It's really the property rights.
Yes.
I went to see a movie called Death at a Funeral the other day.
Thank you.
And since I'm of an age that I can order a senior ticket, I went up to the ticket office and I said, "One senior for a funeral." Everyone behind me tittered, I think is the correct description. Madam Chair and members, this bill was significantly amended in the Assembly because there had been, in between the bill leaving this House and arriving in the other House, a court decision about the property rights statute in California that relates to celebrities who passed away before 1985. So this bill would reaffirm our protection of postmortem publicity rights for deceased California celebrities by responding to that decision, as well as another one that changed our longstanding law, declaring, that is, the court said, that this bill would say that California law does not permit celebrities who died before 1985 to pass their publicity rights to statutory heirs necessarily, but in their testamentary documents to residuary heirs.
Yes.
If they did not clarify where they wanted that right to go. The court, Judge Morrow said, actually, in her ruling that she was sort of reluctant to hold this way and invited the legislature to clarify whether the law regarding the right of publicity applies equally to all celebrities, including those whose deaths preceded the effective date of the law.
Yes.
And last week she ratified that statement, indicating that she had knowledge of this bill because it was called to her attention by an attorney in court. They were hearing another matter related to her case. And she said, "Well, I think I sort of invited that." So we are clarifying that the deceased celebrity's right of publicity applies to all individuals
right.
who died before January 1st, 85, and goes back 70 years, as the law does for all celebrities. So I have a witness to testify from the sponsor.
Thank you very much.
And
welcome.
Also, people to answer questions if there are any.
Thank you very much.
Tim Lynch, on behalf of the Screen Actors Guild, the sponsors of the bill, as we were in 1985 and 1998, as the senator said, to essentially reaffirm all of our members' rights, including those, most importantly, that can't speak for themselves any longer. We think the bill was made stronger through a couple of amendments and working with your committee, and appreciate the author's efforts on our members' behalf.
Thank you very much.
Jennifer Wada with the Wada Williams Law Group on behalf of the Marilyn Monroe LLC in strong support. We have here today Doug Morrell with Loeb & Loeb. Well, allowed to introduce himself.
Yes, thank you. Douglas Morrell, a partner at Loeb & Loeb in Los Angeles, and we represent the Marilyn Monroe LLC in connection with this legislation.
Thank you very much for being here today, all of you. Are there any questions by committee members?
I would move the bill.
There's a motion by Senator Steinberg. Is there any opposition to this measure? Yes, Senator Harmon.
Go ahead with the opposition. I have a question.
Is there any opposition? I don't believe there is. All right, very good. Senator Harmon.
I'm sorry, Senator. I just got the analysis, and I'm a little,
sure, of course.
I'm a little bit behind. These rights would pass under the residuary clause of the decedent's will, but what if there's no will? Then is it just passed
just
under laws of intestate succession?
Yes. Yes. Right. You know, in 85, before 1985, it was not at all clear in the law that your right to publicity, that is your own image, when people were just putting it on coffee cups or T-shirts or whatever, was a property right. And what California declared in 85 is that that right to publicity is a property right. And we amended the law. Senator Burton had a bill that related to some, I think, thievery of Fred Astaire's image a couple of years ago. They were using it without permission in a commercial. So we wanted to clarify, in light of the court decision, because the court decision indicated that it was the opinion of the court that it might be unclear as to whether, if it wasn't specifically spelled out in the will where the right to publicity went, would it go to, and everything else goes to my residuary heir, sometimes a foundation or whatever, or would it go to the statutory heirs just because it was sort of a right of property out there in the air, so to speak? And the court thought that because we hadn't specifically said that it's part of the residuary estate, that it should just go to the statutory heirs, and it created a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when we brought this bill, we also had heard from some statutory heirs of deceased personalities who had been using this right to publicity, John Steinbeck's daughter, for instance. And so what we added to the bill in the assembly was to say that where any of the statutory heirs had been using this right to publicity and it had not been successfully challenged in court by any of the residuary heirs in the will, they then retained that right.
Okay.
So we're not upsetting anything in this. We're simply saying that anybody who died before 85, because it's clear after 85 what is meant, anybody who died before 85 for a period of 70 years before that, because that's as long as this statute goes, if they said, I'll give you $1,000, I'll give you $1,000, and everything else goes to the Sheila Kuehl Foundation, that right to publicity would be to the Sheila Kuehl Foundation.
Okay. I got it. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Good explanation.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Steinberg?
Yes, thank you. And I'm sure Senator Kuehl, there's a letter here in the file from a Joshua Green, whose father apparently took thousands of photographs of Marilyn Monroe and is claiming that this bill would somehow not allow the father's heirs to use the photos for exhibits or for other purposes. As I just want to use that letter to clarify one point. There's a difference between the use of the photography, which would be permitted to show the pictures, if you will, versus attaching those photos to some third-party commercial endorsement, correct?
Right. On Section 1 of the bill, 3344.1A2, says, for purposes of this subdivision, a playbook, magazine, newspaper, musical composition, audio-visual work, radio or television program, single and original work of art, work of political or newsworthy value, or an advertisement or commercial announcement for any of those works is not considered a product.
Thank you.
And in the case of a lot of these pictures, you know, people give permission for the use of a picture.
Right.
But, you know, if you're a celebrity and somebody takes your picture out in public, it's... you know, they use it as a work of art. I suppose that's his concern, and I don't think he needs to have a concern.
Yeah. Can I just add one thing? The concern really is with respect to the use of that photograph on a piece of merchandise, a coffee mug, for instance.
Right.
Then the celebrity's consent would be required.
A marketing deal.
But that's the case when you're alive, so we're sort of just equating it.
Got it.
Very good. Important bill that clarifies the law for property rights. Yes. Any other questions? Motion's been made by Senator Steinberg. Please call the roll.
The motion is from committee that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Corbett?
Aye.
Corbett, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Ackerman? Kuehl?
Aye.
Kuehl, aye. Steinberg?
Aye.
Steinberg, aye.
That bill passes.
Madam Chair and committee, thank you very, very much
for
this.
Thank you very much. This meeting's adjourned.
Very good.